What is up, Delusional Podcast? Oh my gosh, we are on season 2, episode 23. That is crazy. All right, I'm going to turn myself up a little bit, but what's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I know I haven't done a podcast in a while. My last podcast was on 420, you know, blaze it up. No, I'm just kidding, but it was on 420. So, you know, that was in April. Wait, January, February, March, April. Okay, yeah, it was in April, and it is currently almost September. So that's, you know, a long time since I've done one, and you guys haven't really heard me speak because, like, through my podcast, I think you guys genuinely like listening to me talk. Well, not like, I don't fry. You guys could hate my voice for all I know, but I feel more connected to you through a podcast. More than a YouTube video or more than a TikTok or more than an Instagram photo. I think we connect more on a podcast, and I've always said that. Like, I think we genuinely have a relationship on this podcast. But welcome back, guys. It's just me in the studio today. It's your girl, Delaney Brown. Look me up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that cocky, but it is the end of Leo season. Like, it currently, Leo season is out the window. It was a good Leo season, you know? A lot of stuff happened, but I have not updated you guys on my life in a while, and I really haven't had a chance to film a video. I've been... Okay, let's talk about my life. It is a mess mentally right now. Like, a lot of stuff is happening, new things, new beginnings, new chapters closing. Like, a lot of stuff has happened in the past since April, since 420. A lot of stuff has happened. Negatively, yeah. Positively, of course, a lot of positive stuff has happened. A lot of personal growth, development. You know, school just started. That is where my mental state is at. I got to do good this year. You know, I'm already retaking a class that I failed during some Zoom school. I cannot do Zoom online. Like, I cannot learn from online. I don't know if you guys are like that too, but I hated online school. I think it was very mentally exhausting for me. So being back in person this year with a mask, obviously, of course, has benefited me a lot. Like, I've actually been putting school first for once. I never thought I would ever say those words, but yeah, I've been putting school first lately, even though it's only been my second day. But I already took, like, you know, 6 pages of notes in my one class. So, you know, I'm a little studious over here. You guys could only imagine me in class. No one talks in class. So it's basically silent and you have to sit spread out. And, you know, it's not really a college experience that I was, you know, as a little kid looking up to. It wasn't, it's a community college, so it's like a technical 2-year, get my associate's degree. But it is not, like, it actually is kind of sad because it's not like normal school. Like, you guys would think, like, any school, you know, you're talking to everyone, you're getting to know people. No, I've made maybe 2 or 3 college friends that I genuinely call friends. Maybe one that I can name off the top of my head. I forgot the other one's names. But, you know, it's all a learning experience, especially during COVID, how to maneuver your learning patterns throughout this. It's just very mentally exhausting for me. Because I'm such a on deck, hands-on learner, especially getting that teacher's, you know, attention, like kind of 1-to-10 ratio. Now it's like a 1-in-25 ratio, especially with there's like half like Zoom students and then half in-person students. And of course I chose in person because that's just who I am. But let's just talk about, hold on. My girlfriend texted me really quick. Let's talk about what has happened negatively and positively throughout these past like 6-7 months. So, I don't know where to start. A lot of self-growth, definitely. Like, I'm okay being by myself now. I'm okay with doing things by myself like staying home by myself in my room, like not in my room by myself, like that sounds like I'm freaking weird, but really taking time to genuinely contain my thoughts and then act on them. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I've always been around people my whole entire life, like throughout school. Even after like school, I was always with people, like with friends or, you know, every second, everywhere I would go, I would always be with a group of people. And I think it was very healthy. It was very healthy, but I got so not attached to it. Maybe attached. Okay. I got attached to the fact of being with people all the time and doing everything with people. Like even going to go get gas, I was like, I had anxiety about just leaving my house without someone else with me. And lately I've been okay with doing those things, those small things that you wouldn't really think about doing with other people. I'm okay with doing them alone now. And I think that's a very, very big step in the right direction of self-independence and self-growth. Because I've always had either someone to do things with. Like, yes, I have my girlfriend. She's amazing. She's my number one supporter through all of this. But she herself is very independent too. And, you know, I look up to that. Honestly, I do look up to her about being so independent. Like, she has taught me a lot. And, you know, with having a lot of friends from high school, like, from high school, and really realizing who I want in my life, like who do I genuinely like talking to? And I was listening to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, and she worded it pretty well. Like, it's okay to not talk to, you know, friends that you've had for a while. Like, it's okay to not hang out with someone for a week, or it's okay to be alone. And I really admire that about Emma, how she talks about it now, because I finally can relate to someone, especially like my age, someone who went through like the similar stuff, especially being like, she's a very big known creator. I'm not as big or known yet. I will one day, but not yet as her. And I think listening to her podcast just made me realize that I'm not alone in anything I really do. And even if I am physically alone with no one else, I can be comfortable with myself just chilling. Like, not just chilling, but like doing stuff I like, finding hobbies or finding things I'm actually passionate about. And I know I haven't filmed a YouTube video in a little while. I've just been like, these past few weeks have been just mentally, I don't know, I've been mentally good. Yes, of course I am. Like, not of course, but like, of course, like I'm okay. Don't worry about it. But I've just been not wanting. No ideas have been flowing because I've been thinking about so many other things. My mind is like a nonstop highway, like 24/7, like all the time. I cannot just choose one thought and go to it. I think that is ADD. I have pretty bad ADD, I would say. But my mind just doesn't go to one thing. As you can tell, like, about listening to all these 22 podcasts I've made in the past, like, my mind just carries and I can never focus on one thing at a time. So especially with YouTube, it has to be very consistent or like you're out of the game. Like, there are so many more upcoming people, but like, sometimes you need to relax and take a break for yourself because it does get mentally exhausting sometimes. And I'm saying this to all the creators out there. You guys all know what I'm talking about, where you run into a mental block, a idea block. So I've been actually brainstorming ideas and looking up videos, and I have a lot coming for you guys. I'm just waiting for the right time. I think it's going to be tomorrow, honestly. Since school, like, a lot of things have been on my mind since everything, like, a lot of things have been on my mind just for upcoming things. Everyone, don't worry about it, but things are happening. And I've just, yeah, I wanted to jump on here and basically just talk about where my mind's been, because I feel like I haven't given you guys my attention in a long time. Because one, like last week, I started going live every single day at a certain time. Like, I'm going to continue that. But I got banned from going live for a week. So I can't really have that escape to talk to people, like, at my own house, like, on my own time. So on September 2nd, when I get unblocked or unbanned from going live, I will jump back on and communicate with you. But without that, I will make this podcast because I just want to talk to someone. And I usually talk to you guys about how I'm doing in that day or how what I'm up to, stuff like that. I might as well just make a podcast every day. If I'm going live and talking, I might as well just podcast the whole thing, because it is basically one big podcast where you guys just comment and I see it. But anyway, enough about me. But like, life has been pretty good. You know, it has its ups and downs. Everyone knows that. Everyone has mentally exhausting days, and it's okay to be not okay. And I think lately I've been realizing that it's okay to take a step back from everything. It's okay to not hang out with people for, you know, a week or a couple days. It's okay to not reach out. It's okay not to Snapchat someone just a blank screen. Like, I've learned that I don't really do streaks anymore. I used to be obsessed with streaks. Like, I had over, one time I had over 180 streaks. I would do every morning and every night just to keep the streak. And I wouldn't even talk to them in person. Like, that's fan behavior right there, y'all. No, I just don't do streaks. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are still, which that's okay if you're into that. I just, if I'm going to, you know, reach out to you, I want to have a genuine conversation. Be like, how are you? How have you been? Like, what have you been up to? Not just a blank screen in my face. Like, I like personal connections. Genuinely, I do. I like knowing that someone has my back. Like, if I know that you're going to switch up on me, I'll be gone in a second. And yes, sometimes I've been a shitty friend. Yes, of course I've been shitty. But like, when you have a very big high school group of friends that you've came with, like grew up with, it's very hard to let them go. And it sucks. But if anyone is going through that right now, if anyone is losing friends or like, you know, not hanging out with them as much, or just obviously just going to college and not seeing your high school friends or hometown anymore, it's okay to not let them go. It's okay to not talk to them as much. And if you guys want to send just blank screens back and forth of your face, if that's how you communicate, that's okay. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that a lot of people that I grew up with from school have proved to me that they don't got my back. They don't have my back like I would have their back. If they were in another group talking about me or something, I don't trust them to have my back. Would I have their back? Of course, because I'm just that type of friend. But a lot of people lately have just, I don't know, I need to just move on, and it's okay. I've made friends in college, and it's okay to make new friends and start fresh, and you can be whoever you want with the college friends or the new friends you make on, you know, you can make friends over social media. You can make friends over apps, different apps. You can make friends in college, in person, at a coffee shop, like wherever you want to make friends. You can start off as a whole new person. Kind of like if you move from this high school to the next high school, those people in the other high school do not know you. You can be whoever you want. I could be like, yeah, I live on a yacht in the summer. They'd be like, really? I'd be like, yeah. It's cool. They would find out eventually, you know. But I don't know. Like, I think it's just a good feeling of restarting fresh with not new people. Like, I love my high school friends. Like, shout out to all of them who have my back and who I genuinely like talking to all the time. Because there's a lot of people I love talking to from high school. Tons. Tons. Do I have to talk to them every day? No. Do we go get coffee once in a while, like here or there, every week, whatever? Yes. Would I drop everything and hang out with someone if they want to hang out with me and catch up? Of course. Of course. But all I'm saying, I think it's just refreshing to kind of have a new start, a clean slate with someone brand new, friend-wise. I think it's dope making new friends. Because I have friends from Chicago who love, like, this, shout out to Gabby and Alexandra. They're dope. Me and Kiana, we hang out with them all the time. And I hang out with them more than I hang out with some of my high school friends. And they drive up from Chicago, or we drive there, take the train downtown. Like, it's just so fun. Meeting new people. And I strive to really meet as many people as I can and get everyone's kind of story, because I think humans are interesting. I think since we grew up in an era without all this social media nowadays, I think we're all kind of like, wow, times have changed. Like, as a kid, I would be outside riding my bike till the street light would go on, or my parents would call me in for dinner, and then I'd go right back outside playing Ghost in the Graveyard or running around with my walkie-talkies playing hide and seek or whatever it was. I just think that nowadays it's all online. Like, kids nowadays won't have that. Like, some kids, yes, they go outside, yes, but they get on that tablet or they get on that iPad and they're attached to it. I'm so glad that there wasn't social media back then. Like, I'm so glad there wasn't TikTok or Instagram. You know? Because everything's just online. You want to see a hippo eating a banana? Yeah, look, it's on TikTok. I bet you there is a video of that. But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys where my mind's been at. I'm sorry if I got off topic a few times. It's just been a long week, you know. But I'm just letting you guys know that it is okay to not be okay sometimes, and taking time for yourself and doing just, I recommend just do one thing out of the day that makes you smile. Do one thing that makes you happy and smile, and just don't care about anyone else for a split second. If that's 5 minutes out of your day looking at flowers because you want to, just do it if it makes you happy. Please just do this a little bit out of your day and just make yourself a priority first. It can change. It can really boost in your self-ego, self-confidence. It can really help you as a person. So that's what I recommend doing. But anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. It's been my pleasure, and I will be doing these. I think I might be starting these weekly, because I can talk and talk and talk, and I'll have stories for you. Maybe like some, like when it comes to Halloween, I'll have some spooky stories, because I got some ghost stories. I'll tell you whatever. But I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. Follow my Instagram, follow my TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That'd make my day. Also, give me some feedback on my Instagram about this podcast, if you guys like it. If you guys like the short ones or the longer ones, I think I might stick to the shorter ones, because I can genuinely feel a connection between you guys. Like, I really do. Anyways, it's been fun, everyone. I love you. Bye. Till next time.